Good afternoon. It's Thursday, the 28th of May, 2015, and wow, what a morning of evidence at the Royal Commission this morning. If what we heard this morning in relation to Clean Event and associated companies and its relationship with the Australian Workers Union, if that is borne out in relationships between other unions and other companies, my God, this country is rank. It's putrid. And the big losers are workers. Let's stick to what we heard this morning. Clean Event employs very, very lowly paid employees, predominantly casuals. I think their permanent workforce is something in the order of 40 or 50 people. And they employ the cleaners. They employ the people who work in the fast food outlets, at the Melbourne Cup, at the Grand Final, at those places where, you know, work arises and then it goes away. The AWU in 2006, this is when it started, under Bill Shorten's leadership, engaged in a putrid, disgraceful deal with this employer that ultimately resulted, under Caesar Mellum's stewardship in Victoria, ultimately resulted in the AWU receiving a fee of $25,000, 25 grand. That's all it took to sell these workers down the river. Part of what the AWU got for that fee was the exclusion of what's now known as United Voice, the old MISOs, the miscellaneous liquor workers. They were excluded from the deal with Clean Event. It became an exclusive AWU shop. But as well as that, substantial conditions were just frittered away by the union that purports to represent the workers. Caesar Mellon should do more than hang, he should be taken out and flogged. Bill Shorten was there when all this happened as well, as was Paul House. Paul House has impeccable timing. Just over 1 year ago, Paul House resigned from his position precipitously as Secretary of the Australian Workers Union. Well, it's all in the timing. I tell you what, it's all in the timing if you're a union boss, if the feather bed is made up for you, but stuff you if you're a poor worker who just fronts up trying to get as much as you can for your lowly paid job, doling out bloody chips and hot dogs, battered salves and cleaning up filth after people have been to the races or the footy. Because you lose out. The big boss has made millions, we heard today, out of this sweetheart deal by paying their workers less than they needed to. The AWU made heaps, but its major benefit didn't come from the finance that it got, from the 25 grand that it got. Oh, no, no, no. What the AWU got out of this deal, what Bill Ludwig wanted apparently and what he got, was a grossly inflated membership base. That Bill takes to the Labor Party conference. That gives him an influence way beyond anything he was entitled to and allows him to exercise control over the affairs of the Labor Party, up to and including things like the decision to roll Kevin Rudd, announced by who? Paul House, up to and including the decision to put Gillard, to roll Gillard and put Rudd back in. This is a bloody disgrace. What we are hearing time and time again from this Royal Commission, whether it's Tony Sheldon, whether it's Bill Ludwig, whether it's the AWU or any of the other unions, are stories of people exercising influence in our democratic system that has not been arrived at democratically. They've rorted the system. They've stuffed it. They've corrupted it. You and I are the losers, and the workers can go to buggery. Now, I hope we hear more like this morning's expositions at the Royal Commission. They're fascinating, and most importantly, they're important to the nation's future. Good on Mr. Stolger and his team for assembling this evidence today. Let's hear a lot more of it.